Yes, I mean, just some very basic slides. Just to talk through some of the sort of key experiences out of a sort of South African-based bank, but which does have a big carbon trading capability out of our London subsidiary. It's very clear that we are still seeing movement and projects, but the lack of clarity is creating a major major problem. So all the projects are being done at this point in developing countries. A lot more could be done, and I believe would be done, if there was certainty about the future of both the Kyoto Protocol as a whole and the CDM in particular. Aside from the CDM, and perhaps as a sort of even a forerunner to it, I believe a lot more funding is needed for upfront cross, for getting to project stage. There is, particularly in Africa, still a huge need for assistance, grants, low interest funding, and capacity building to bring more projects to the market. Very little capacity exists. The transactions are still viewed as highly complex and very difficult to fund. The characteristics of particularly the African market is that the projects are small in scale, low capacity exists both at human level and financial capacity, and they're seen as still having extremely high transaction costs, particularly in the light of the long lead times to get to revenue flows. So I think that the comments made by both Bruce and Ole about needing greater clarity on what the future looks like is particularly real in Africa. And I'll give you some practical examples. In South Africa, one of the projects that the government put forward was a mass rollout of solar water heaters in South Africa to significantly reduce domestic emissions. And the challenge of funding these is proving really quite significant. The two mass rollout projects that I'm aware of are both reliant on trading of carbon emissions to make them financially viable. These are projects particularly aimed at the low-income market, and in many cases are developmentally linked. These are avoiding emissions altogether. These are people who are currently using a variety of energy sources to get to the point of having hot water for quality of life purposes. So this is not a big avoided emissions in the sense of mid-income households using too much energy. This really is developmentally linked, but there are significant problems in funding these, and if the CDM were not there, it would be almost impossible to fund them without a new solution coming to the fore. We are involved in a public-private partnership with UNEP on the African Carbon Asset Development Facility, and that is looking at funding a number of projects in the early stage funding requirement. It needs to be significantly scaled up. At the moment, it's using German federal government money to provide the funding for that. We're the partner who works on the sort of dispersion of the funds and working on the identification and capacity building of African financiers. But it needs to go to scale quite quickly if it has to have any real impact. So, you know, to reiterate, what we're looking for is a lot more in the way of funding that really works at small scale, that works in countries where there is fairly limited capability. I believe there is a great need for more green venture capital funding as well. And one of the concerns that one is hearing expressed a great deal in South Africa at the moment, and I'm sure in other mid-income countries, is that the concern that future funding will only be available to least developed countries. I think that there is a huge need to bring mid-income country projects to a point of momentum, and I don't believe that that has been achieved yet. A final point that I'd just like to make is that I think there is a perception problem, particularly in Africa, that for government and needs to be addressed very clearly, and perhaps this is partly a solution in the accounting model of these projects is, and it's perhaps one of the stumbling blocks that one encountering in sort of the low level of African projects particularly, is that participating in the CDM is not always encouraged by governments because they see it as giving away their best reduction options, so that if at a point in the future they are required to make emissions reductions, they will have given away the easiest options, if you like, and these won't reflect against their carbon balance sheet because they will be reflecting against the emissions reductions purchases. So I think that that's an issue that needs to be addressed and is possibly one of the big stumbling blocks in Africa. In terms of Durban, there is intense negotiation already underway in South Africa and a very strongly expressed desire by the South African government for their chairmanship of the COP to, or presidency of the COP to see business included far more actively and to negotiate and listen to the concerns of various stakeholders very actively, particularly in this early stage. I think that we as business need to structure that engagement and provide opportunities where that can take place and around very specific issues. So I think in terms of the particular funding mechanisms and policy mechanisms that deal with the role of the private sector, I think that governments are ill-equipped to really deal with those on their own. I think we need to really ensure that the agenda in the next couple of months allows for enough engagement around those issues, not only of having funds, but much more specific about how those funds will work, where they will be positioned in the market, who will be able to access them. We really can't look forward to a large gap between the commitment periods, followed by a further large gap in understanding about how the various mechanisms that are being proposed will actually work. I think that the South African government is right now trying to limit expectations of how much will be agreed in Durban, but I think that very clearly there is a sense of pressure and a sense of expectation by many parties that there will be some kind of breakthrough. If no breakthrough is achieved, I think we have to work out how we will prevent the market from losing momentum altogether, which is at present a big concern. I think I'll leave it at that.